When you are emotional, when you are overreacting, and when you are panicking, remember one thing. It's not life or death. You're not saving lives. You're building signs.
Hey everyone, welcome to Behind the Sides podcast, where I'm Joe.
And I'm Liz.
Where we try to impart a little bit of sign wisdom. Before we get started, let's thank our sponsors. Yes. So I always like to, of course, thank our friends at Inktavo. That is my day job at Inktavo. You can go to Inktavo.com to learn all about their products. Yeah. They have Printavo, which is print shop software. And then they have Inksoft, which is online stores for garment and print shops. And then they have Graphics Flow, which is an amazing graphics program that helps with all your designs. And then my all-time favorite is Sign Tracker, which is project management and quoting made simple for sign shops. Go to sign-tracker.com and try it out for free. And I also want to thank our friends at Sign Builder Illustrated. You can go over to signshop.com. We host, Elizabeth and I, have a monthly article in that magazine. So if you don't subscribe to it, we encourage you again to go to signshop.com, subscribe. Their magazine's great. You can get it in print or via email. The articles are always good. And of course, your favorite co-hosts write an article every single month. So anyway, check it out.
Yeah. Oh, and it's always thanks to you guys. I think I say this every time. But if it weren't, I don't say that. You do. But what I say is if it weren't for you, I wouldn't do this.
Yeah. Well, we're very appreciative of our community.
Be sure to like and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts, or at least on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Also, join the Facebook group. We talk about all these topics all the time.
We do.
Often the people that join in on our conversations are quoted in our articles, and sometimes we even interview them on the podcast. So be sure to get involved. We like to just make sure we're helping the community with everyone.
Speaking of the Facebook community, this next topic that we're talking about today
comes straight from there.
Yep. This topic today is kind of like fingernails on a chalkboard.
Well, let's go back. We've talked about getting the customer.
Yeah.
We've talked about keeping the customer. If you haven't heard those episodes, go back, listen, again, subscribe so you don't miss out on this story arc. But anyway, I digress. We've talked about all of those things. So now we're going to talk about the elephant in the room.
Yes, we are. And this kind of came up in the Facebook community too, because we have a thing in the Behind the Signs Facebook community called Sign School. And it's really fun. We do it once a month where if you've been in the sign industry for under 10 years, ask a question. Over 10 years, give advice. Mm-hmm. Although I think sometimes those lines get crossed a little bit.
That's okay. I think everyone has advice to
give. But every time we do that in the group, the threads and the conversations are amazing. So someone had asked in the last time we did this, or a couple times ago, I guess, is how do you handle mistakes?
Ooh, yep. They happen. And we all make them.
We do. We do. Yeah. And
I think the questions are, how do you recover? How do you make sure that you take action so that you can still maintain the relationship with your client base?
Right.
Yeah.
I liked all the feedback we got in the group when this topic came up. And of course, some of the things that were great, obviously, I think that we all know, or should anyway, is to own it, and address it right away. Don't just ignore it, because it's not going to go away. And how do you, some of the things that some of the conversations around, like you just said, how do you maintain the customer relationship and protect that relationship and still make the customer happy? So I think, some of the things that were talked about in that thread, which I completely agree with, is, and I think one of the first pieces of advice was, don't panic, breathe, right? So, 'cause when you realize something's done wrong, yeah, whether you're out there in the install and you see it and it's the wrong, whatever, the wrong color, the wrong size, it's not straight. I mean, whatever, the 10,000 things that can go wrong on a sign project, the first thing that happens is that, especially I think if you're a project manager or an owner, you know, and you're the point of connection with that customer, it's that gut, that initial gut punch, like, oh, damn it. Mm-hmm. Oh. And especially in our business too, because I think a lot of times the margins are so tight. And one, especially if it's a big mistake, man, it can wipe out the profit of five jobs, you know? So what do you do? And I think, you know, the first piece of advice somebody gave, and I completely agree with this, is to just take a breath, take a step back, kind of assess the situation, don't panic. And, you know, and I think once you kind of wrap your head around what happened, or at least what you're looking at, maybe you might not know exactly what happened or what went wrong yet. That's something you'll kind of work on back at the shop. But I think number one, don't panic, and then communicate, like be ahead of it, you know, so make sure that you communicate with the customer, not necessarily a solution at this point, but just let the customer know you're aware. If at all possible, don't let the customer be the one that sees the mistake and calls you. It's much, much better if you see the mistake, don't panic, take a breath, let the customer know that you're aware and that you're working on a solution. Don't just spew out, I promise we're going to fix this right now. You know, I mean, just let them know you're aware and that you're going to work on a solution to resolve it. Because if you, what happens, I think, is when you get panicked and, you know, maybe you dealt with this too, and that's the second mistake, right? Like you panic and then you overpromise a solution. And then next thing you know, that's two mistakes now.
It's just a reaction,
you,
right?
Yeah, because like you can't deliver it.
Yeah, you're not thinking through the problem. You're reacting to the problem, which right. isn't your job.
So how do you guys, you know, I mean, I've definitely made a lot of mistakes over the years, obviously.
Who hasn't, right? I mean, we definitely have. And I think that that piece of advice is really good, right? Sure. Take a breath. Take a moment. I do want to say a couple of things. Like, first is, anytime we have an employee that freaks out about a mistake, and look, we want them bringing it to us, so that's great. But even if it's you and you've made a mistake, this is not life and death. Signs are not life and death. I mean, yes, obviously a mistake of safety can be life and death. That's different. Right. Always be safe. But for the most part, a mistake you're making in the sign industry on a sign isn't a life and death issue. We're not saving lives here. We're just making signs. And that's not to put us down. It's just to say you don't need to panic. So I think that just kind of taking that breath, yes, take ownership. I see where you're coming from with this idea of you don't have to have a solution. You just need to tell the client that there's an issue. I get what you're doing with that, right? Like, you want to be the one to point it out. You don't want to be the one being told. 100%. That's why the first time you see a sign shouldn't be when the customer's seeing a sign. If that means the salesperson is the one that's the final checkpoint, then that's what that means. For us, our rule of thumb is quality control, right? That's how we kind of negate that point. But if let's say we're quality controlling a really big sign, an exterior sign, and we notice a mistake, well, we're going to take a second. We're going to take a breath. We are going to, I think, like you said, we're going to approach the partner. That's one thing. Owning the issue and saying it's a mistake that you caused is another thing. Showing them or telling them that you understand the implication of that mistake is the next level up. Coming to that conversation with your solution, not a knee-jerk reaction, one that you have thought through, because you've thought all the way through this and you're not panicking, then you do have a solution and then you have answers for them,
yeah.
Right? Because just approaching a partner with a problem, they don't want that. You're adding a stress. It's like sharing your stress without a solution to anyone in your yeah. life, right? Like let's say you have a stressful situation that you're going through and you're just venting about a problem that's going to cause stress to a partner without a solution isn't being a good partner to
them.
Well,
I here's the thing. And if you make the client aware that you know that there's a problem and here's the problem and that you're going to work on a solution, even if you do like, hey, this is the, let's say it's the size situation, right? So, mm-hmm. All right, I'll tell my story. So we did a project for this. His name was Lanny. B, I'm not going to say his last name. We're early on in the business, and this is so humiliating, but somehow the scale, it looked fine on the drawing, but the scale and production, anyway, the sign ended up being 50% smaller than what we sold. And look, we were just starting out. And so, I mean, I'm not sure we were more than a dozen projects into the business. It was a channel letter set going up on a building, reverse set of channel letters. So think about all the holes in the wall, and it was a stone surface. And literally the sign went out with an install pattern, was installed, was wired. This is so idiotic, I realize it. So really anything that you do that isn't as bad as this, you should feel better about yourself. We installed the sign 50% smaller on his stone brick.
You installed it?
Oh, and we installed it.
Ooh.
Yeah, we installed it. And the installers went out, the installers installed it. There was no sales rep present, there no owner present, just the installers, and they got the work order, the pattern. At that point, we didn't have our own install crew, so we subbed out the install. So how did they know?
Even with your own install crew, I can see why that's like, that's not my problem.
This is what they sent out.
Yeah, that's what they gave me.
So we installed it, and of course, the client called and said, you need to come here immediately. This isn't right. Something's wrong.
Oh, no.
And it was really brutal, but it was that gut punch thing, right? Like I went out there and
there's no fixing that.
My God.
I mean,
no.
You have to start over.
Yeah, we have to start over. So the reason why I think it's good to at least let the client know that you're aware of the problem and that you're going to fix it. You own it. You're going to work on a solution and you're going to let them know immediately is the big issue is what happens when you get back to the shop, right? This is why it's so important to check with your team. In this case, I mean, if you think about it, we already have a full schedule. We're fabricating, you know what I mean? We're fabricating for 10 other clients, whatever projects are going on. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden we have to squeeze in, you know, back in action chiropractic. I think the chiropractor was in a capsule. Back in action was reverse channel letters. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of fabrication. And all of a sudden we have to somehow squeeze that in to our schedule, bump other things. So I think it's important that if you do have a mistake, and it could be a small mistake, great. And if you can just deal with it, be done with it, you know, learn from it, whatever. And we'll talk about postmortems and all that in a second. But if it's a situation like this where it's a full sign that has to be refabricated, you know, how do you deal with the stresses on the schedule? Because if you tell the client right off the bat, man, we're going to fix this. We're going to make another set of channel letters. We'll be out here in 3 days. You go back to the shop and you emergency style, we're going to make this channel letter set in 3 days. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden you're going to put a huge stress on your whole system. You're going to stress out employees. You're going to potentially tick off other customers if you have to bump their job. So what do you do? So I think you need to go back, take a breath, talk to your team. What can we do to fix this? You don't even have to figure out what went wrong quite yet, but what can we do to fix this? Mm-hmm. And it might be that you have to sub out a few other jobs to be able to squeeze this in or sub this out or whatever you need to do. Most likely you'd sub out some other jobs if you could, if you had a longer timeline, because obviously this timeline is going to be quick, right? So I think it's important to include with the solution, include your team so that, you know, so that you're not just discouraging everyone all the way down, you know, to the people.
I mean, in that scenario, I get it, right? Like you just want to call them immediately to say, this isn't right. We know it's not right. But even in that instance, it's the, we're going to make it right.
Yeah. I'm going to need to let them know.
Yeah. Like not just, this is the problem. Here it is. It's, we are going to make it right. Even if you don't know how yet.
Yeah.
At least add that caveat, right?
We're
going to make this right. Yeah. Give them also by doing that, you're showing them that, for lack of a better term, you got your shit together. Like, by them calling out the mistake, they're saying, not only did you make a mistake, but you didn't know you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Or you think I'm stupid enough to not notice you make a mistake. So either you don't have your shit together or you think I'm dumb. What is it?
Yeah.
So I get that. You do, in that instance, you would definitely want to be the one to say it first, right? And how do you... I mean, that is overwhelming, right?
Like, that was a big one.
We have done little ones. Like one time we did an ADA project and somehow it made it through design, client approval, internal approval, production files, production approval, QC, and install, and the sign was supposed to say, it was an ADA sign, it was supposed to say Hong Kong, and it said Honk Kong. And we installed it. And like, how many people saw that? And I know that your brain just, you know, sees what it wants to see, but man, it's so much smaller. We've made very big mistakes.
Hong Kong sounds like a festival, though, like a honk festival.
It was not a festival. It was inside a building. Or, you know, they can be as costly and big as Back in Action, right? That's huge. And that obviously is way different.
Yeah.
We can call them and say, hey, there's an error on this sign. We're going to put up a little paper G to cover the K, you know, and for now, that's your temp solution. And then we're getting a new sign made in the meantime. For Back in Action, hey, we know this isn't right. We're going to keep this sign up. We're going to take care of this while we build a new one and take care of it. We will get back to you shortly with the time frame it's going to take us. We just need to shift other projects around. Obviously, that's how you would handle that issue. You know, now, like you said, do you sub out projects? Do you sub out that project? Well, probably not, because your margin's already null and void at that point. Yeah. You're already losing money. You don't want to lose more money by subbing it out to another company.
Well, then also too, because the timeline's so short, if you pick other projects that had still more time, it's better to, you know, ask a little bit of a favor from
absolutely
your partners and say, hey, I know this is a little bit of a rush, but you got 3 weeks to get it done. Is that going to work for you? Or, rather than handing them this project and say, hey, you got 3 days to get it done.
This is handing someone a hot banana.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You know. And I think, you know, do you do that? Do you bring in second shift if you don't already have one? I mean, that's another solution you could probably bring in. I think when it comes down to it, though, sometimes you have to put out the fire. Right. And that has to take priority because the mistake has been made.
Yeah. And I think, you know, and I think it's just important that you include, you know, include everyone in the process.
I think that I disagree with that a little bit in some respects. Depends on how big your company is. Depends on who you're talking about including.
Well, I don't, when I say everybody, you're not going to include every single fabricator on the shop floor.
Right.
But I mean, you're going to definitely, if you're big enough and you have a shop foreman and you have a project manager, and
sure,
a designer or the sales rep,
scheduler,
or whatever.
Yeah,
you scheduler. Have include, you have to include that. That.
Absolutely.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a clarification that people need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the other thing is, how then do you go from that? Okay. We've got the problem. Here's the solution. How do you recover? How do you recover the relationship?
Yeah, I mean, get creative, right? So I think, what we did in this situation is we obviously rebuilt the new sign. We had to remove it and repair the facade, which we did. And then we installed the new sign. It was perfect. The client was really happy. We, at every point in the process, were apologetic. You know, we absolutely owned the mistake, apologized profusely. And then what we did with the small sign that would just ended up getting scrapped, we said to him, hey, you know, it's a reverse channel letter set. So we said, hey, you know, we can mount this on a panel and wire it in the shop and then install it in your lobby. And if you pay for the additional material for the panel and the install, we'll do it at cost. We'll sell this to you. And you'll have to just have your electrician drop some primary electrical down. And we installed it in the lobby. He loved it.
Yeah. And you know, that's such a great solution.
We're going to throw it away anyway.
It works, right? Because it saves you the dump cost. It saved, not that you'd necessarily have them, but you probably just sit in a sign graveyard for a while. But also, like, it makes you look like the hero in some respect. That doesn't always work. Could that sign have been too donkey for the lobby? Probably.
No, it looks great.
But maybe it was just way too small for the exterior, so it looked great in the lobby.
It looked great in the lobby. And he was really happy. He went on to open up a bunch more locations. We did all the signs. It was a great relationship for a long time. So, you know, and he always recommended us to folks, and it was just great. But it was a mistake. And we had to figure out from that point, like, work backwards and do a little post-mortem work. And
yep. And that's what we do, you know, we just really want to make sure that the mistakes that we make don't continue to happen, right? It doesn't have to be a big mistake.
Yeah.
death by paper cuts is also a thing. Like you don't want the little mistakes to, you know, what if it's just something that you caught in the shop? What if a letter was painted the letters were painted the wrong color, but you caught it before it went out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that still messes up the timeline of your paint booth, right? Your schedule of your paint booth. You have to bring those letters back in. It also can mess up if you have that on such a tight turnaround schedule that you don't have you were installing 2 days later. Well, now you have to push out that install. So it's still a mistake.
Well, and for us, like learning, I think learning over the years, you know, what is doing QA, right? Like, are you just waiting till the projects? I mean, we did do a final inspection before signs went out the door and into the install trucks, right? And we learned our lesson from this one. And I'm not saying that we didn't have other things go out the shop that weren't right, but, you know, we just got better and better and better at the systems that kept us. I mean, those were just part of the tasks that were part of every single job. But we also, you know, when we did production meetings, we would walk the floor, you know, and me as an owner and project manager would walk the floor and would look at things with the projects we were working on while they were being fabricated. Now, we had the benefit of doing that because we had a big shop and we fabricated everything in-house. Mm-hmm. But we were able to look at things as they were being built and oftentimes caught things, you know, that might have been wrong. And the more we did it, the better we got. And I'm not saying even all the way up till the end, you know, when the business sold or whatever, there was still things that went wrong, but it became less and less and less and less.
And as a broker, you can do the same thing, right? Maybe you can't walk out to the shop floor, but you can get progress photos from your vendors. And then during your production meeting, you review those photos together, make sure the details are correct. We have them hold up PMS charts. We send PMS charts if they don't own one. We have them hold tape measures, like we get detailed pictures of the process.
That's great.
Because again, we don't want the first time we're seeing a sign. The rule is the first time we're seeing it is not when the client's seeing it.
Yeah.
End of story. That is the worst thing you can do for your business.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other thing is what we've mentioned the word a couple times, but postmortem. Postmortem isn't always when a mistake's been made.
No.
A postmortem is celebrating the process if things went well.
Yep.
Postmortem is also taking the opportunity to talk about if there were little mistakes, whether that was in design and it was caught before fabrication, small mistakes in fabrication, or fabricating a sign and putting it on the building when it's the size of a reception sign, right? I mean, all of those things can be talked about in a postmortem, and with that, you set up processes. Mm-hmm. And checks and balances so that you don't keep making these same mistakes over and over.
We had, it's just funny when I think about it, because this is really old school, but you know, stamps that you would order, custom stamps. Mm-hmm. We literally had okay for production. It was like this big red stamp. We put it on the final artwork.
Yeah.
And we made the sales rep initial it, project manager initial it, and either the owner or the shop foreman initial it before those production files were created off that artwork.
You know, I think you think you're antiquated. We have a digital version of the same thing.
Yeah.
It says approved. The client or partner initials it. That's not the production file. It's the presentation file that we build a production file off of. They approve that and the project manager approves that.
Yeah.
Both people sign it. And then those are made into production files where the project manager reviews it, and so does the designer against the presentation file that's been approved.
At the end, nothing hit the shop floor without those check boxes checked off and initialed.
That's such an easy check and balance.
It is. But I mean, and you'll develop your own systems, you know, mm-hmm. whether just make it part of your task list for each project or whatever it is, but you learn, you know, you learn from those mistakes. But I think the bottom line, you know, and I love what some of the folks said in the Sign School thread on the Behind the Signs community is just that, you know, own it, learn from it, get past it, you know, make sure that the customer is happy and that you've all internally learned from it to keep the mistakes from happening in the future. And at the end of the day, don't beat yourself up. Mistakes do happen.
Everyone.
And as tight as you are, they're going to happen from time to time. I mean, we're in the sign industry, right? Like we're a custom fab business. Mm-hmm. And so things like that do happen. But anyway, I think it's just, you know, don't get emotional. Don't overreact. Don't panic. Just own it, fix it, move on.
When you are emotional, when you are overreacting, and when you are panicking, remember one thing. It's not life or death. You're not saving lives. You're building signs.
We'll end with this. I agree that they always hear it like, oh, there's no real sign emergency. But, you know, technically there are a few.
There are definitely sign emergencies.
We installed the sign on an EFIS wall one time. And, you know, you're supposed to put like boards back there and put your all thread.
I mean, those signs will fall off the wall if you
don't. All thread through the, plywood with that, And I don't know what the installers were thinking or not thinking. And somehow through the survey, it was missed that it was an EFIS system. They put butterfly nuts onto the raceway. The next day, the sign was hanging by the primary conduit, swinging. Thankfully,
sign emergency.
Thanks, it was a small.
Could be life or death.
Thankfully, it was a small channel letter set.
Yeah.
And the primary conduit held it up, and it didn't kill anybody. And we were able to go up and repair it the next day.
So look, 90% of the time.
Probably 95.
It's not life or death.
It's not.
You're just making a sign.
Yeah.
And I know that it can feel overwhelming because, again, this industry is typically tight margins.
Yeah.
And any mistake can be costly.
Yes.
But taking that moment and taking a breath and not panicking and giving a knee-jerk reaction will often at least save you some margin.
For sure.
And keep you from just losing your ass.
Losing your poop. Anyway, guys. Well, hey, we appreciate guys.
Yeah.
Love you guys very much. See you out in the community. And
We'll see you next time.
Keep asking questions. They really help a lot. So take care.
Bye.